Omelette had a plastic gun, a toy that's all it was. He got it from his uncle one December just because. The older boys were rebels and he liked to play along. One day he'd grow up to be as big and brave and strong. Israeli soldiers often searched the Jenin camps and towns. They were looking for insurgents. They were always cracking down. The residents resented these intrusions on their homes. The rebels fired rifles. The younger boys threw stones. One Thursday came another clash between the warring groups. Again the bullets, stones and rocks, the rebels and the troops. A soldier saw a gunman and he fired at a boy. The victim was a 12-year-old, the weapon was a toy. Ahmed al-Khatib was taken off to Ramallah. But his wounds were such that he was transferred out to Israel. A hospital in Haifa where the Jewish doctors did every single thing they could to help this child live. Despite their greatest efforts, Ahmed passed away. Family's worst nightmare turned reality that day. That's when they had every reason to exact revenge, to carry on the history of this hatred between men. They could have shouted out in anger, outrage, grief, and pain. They could have caused a riot against the Jews who'd killed their son. What would they do to face this darkest hour of their life? Donated all his organs so that others might survive. A liver for a baby, two kidneys for a child, one lung each, a girl and boy ages 4 and 5. A woman in her 50s got the second chance she'd need. A 12-year-old received the heart of Ahmed al-Khatib. Some were Palestinians, and some of them were Jews. The family's intention was that no one be refused. Neighbors asked the father about this decision he had reached. A heart that can forgive will bring us closer to peace. Powerful reminder to those who might forget the humanity of those who live on the other side of the fence. And somewhere in this world today, 6 people live and breathe the legacy of those who cherished Ahmed al-Khatib.